Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our City Council meeting this evening. Tonight, the Pledge of Allegiance will be recited by Councilmember Sears.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Bob. Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Here.
Councilmember Sears?
Here.
Councilmember Dewey?
Here.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Here.
Councilmember Ward?
Here.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Here.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Here.
Thank you. And hopefully for the last time, John, will you please enter into the record comments about the council meeting remotely?
I would, Mayor, and I agree with you. Hopefully for the last time, I will note Section 610.015 of the Missouri Sunshine Law provides that members of the City Council who are not physically present in the council chambers can participate and vote on all matters when an emergency exists and the nature of the emergency is stated in the minutes. So once again, we'd ask the minutes to reflect that although we're coming out of it, we are still in the pandemic and that the City Council is meeting remotely for their own safety as well as the safety of the general public.
Thank you, John. We have no presentations or public hearings. Move on to public comments.
The public comments portion of the meeting is an opportunity for the City Council to listen to comments from citizens. It is not a question and answer session, and the City Council will not respond to comments or answer questions during this period. The mayor may refer any matter brought up to the City Council to the Chief Administrative Officer or City Clerk if action is needed. If anyone wishes to make a public comment, if you would please state your name and address for the record. Thank you.
Do we have anyone wishing to speak? Ready?
There are no hands raised.
All right. And we will move on to our consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Move approval.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Do we have any questions or comments? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say no. Consent agenda passes. We have no unfinished business, so we'll go straight to new business, Bill 10882.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance amending the provisions of the Municipal Code, Chapter 25, Zoning and Subdivision, regarding revisions to the review procedures for special use permits and revisions to the minimum standards for row dwellings and two family dwellings in the B2 Central Business District.
Before I ask for a motion to approve, I failed to mention beginning that sitting in for CAO, Russ Hawes, who is not here tonight, is our new Assistant Chief Administrative Officer, David Weisler. David, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Is there a motion to approve Bill 10882?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Do we have any questions or comments on the bill? All right. Seeing none, all in favor of first reading, please say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Motion passes. Bill 10883.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission Transportation Alternative Funds Program agreement for the Awarded Surface Transportation Program, STP 5502613, Historic Kirkwood Amtrak Station Restoration Project.
Is there a motion for approval?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments on the bill? All right, seeing none, all in favor of first reading, please say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Motion passes. Resolution 67-2021.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution amending the contract with Lamke Trenching and Excavation by increasing the contract amount by $12,426.10 for a not to exceed amount of $266,891.10 for Marshall Road High Pressure Reduction and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into an amended contract.
All right. Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments on this?
Yeah, Mayor, could we have, I see Bill's present. Could we have him give an explanation for the increase in this?
Go ahead, Bill. We can't hear you, Bill.
You're on mute, Bill.
Okay. Hi, Bill.
You hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Basically, what happened was during the first resolution approving the contract, there was an error in the bid tabulation. The bid tabulation that comes through the procurement department had an error in their calculation, and that's the way it was put forward with that error in it. And as we got towards the end of this project, we found out that was an error in the calculation, and therefore that's what the amendment is for, is to have enough funds to complete the project.
Okay, so that exceeded the initial contingency amount that we had in?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Any other questions or comments on the resolution? All right. Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 68-2021.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution accepting the bid of Simpson Materials at the rates provided in the bid tab sheet in the amount of not to exceed budgeted funds for limestone rock for the street and water departments, and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a contract.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
We've got a motion and a second. Any questions or comments on the resolution? All right, seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Resolution passes. We'll just go straight on to city council reports. Our plan right now is our next meeting, July 1st, to be in person. So, and it will be live streamed as well. I know David, Freddie, Laurie, and have been working hard and to get the technical things together so we can live stream our meetings. And as of today, all is in order. So I encourage people to get on our website as it gets closer to July 1st, and it will give the options for live streaming. So we will be back in person. The public is allowed as well in the council chambers, but it will be live streamed. So that's very, very good news to be able to get back.
Wow.
Only other thing I wanted to mention is I know there's a lot of publicity out on it. We are having our July 4th fireworks. Music starts at 7 o'clock. Food trucks will be there and fireworks will begin around dusk. So Sunday, July 4th up in Kirkwood Park. Any other council comments?
Well, based on your announcement, I guess I'll find out whether my pants fit.
Well,
hopefully so, Bob.
You've got 2 weeks, and I went to the alterations place last week, and there was 2 weeks. So, I mean,
your house can get that done. And
well, Mayor, if we haven't changed the seating arrangements, it really doesn't matter to me whether Bob's pants fit.
Yeah, me neither, really.
Anything else from council? All right, seeing none. Is there a Chief Administrative Officer report tonight?
Mayor, I have nothing to report at this time.
All right. City Attorney report.
I have nothing to report other than I am anxious to see if Bob's pants fit.
All right. Yep, yes. Anxious to see that. All right. City Clerk report.
Yes, Your Honor. The only thing I have to report is a scheduled upcoming public hearing for July 1st, our first meeting in person. is a request for a special use permit amendment and site plan amendment to enclose the canopy for additional showroom office use and enclose a rear area north of the service reception area at 10725 Manchester Road, which is Lufu's Toyota. And that's all I have to report.
Thank you very much. As I said before, the next meeting of City Council is on July 1st at 7 p.m. in person and live stream. And with that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.